You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet, where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, welcome back. We're continuing on with the series, Are You a Practicing Communist? We're going to pick up and talk about the 10th plank to the Communist Manifesto today. If you don't know what it is, which most people don't, hang on to your hats. This is the shocker. Let me quote it for you. Free education for all children in public schools. Abolition of children's factory labor in its present form. Combination of education with industrial production. Well, let me ask you a question. Did you attend public school? I know I did. I'm a victim of the public school system. How about your kids? Do you send your children to public school? What most people don't realize is even so-called private schools and their curriculum are government-controlled these days. Any type of funding that a private school accepts all comes with restrictions on curriculum, things that they can do. They're government-controlled these days. Any school that accepts this funding has to abide by the government mandates. The first public schools were founded in the 1830s, and as late as World War I, they weren't common outside of the big cities. Now they're everywhere, and non-public school education is fast fading into the abyss. And as for the abolition of children's factory labor in its present form, the government took care of that before World War I. They just shipped the concept of child factory labor overseas. Have you ever heard of the sweat shops and where they have children working 12, 14, 16-hour days? And as far as combining education with industrial production, well, the U.S. is thinking of following the Japanese and the Germans, where you take a test designed to see what your potential is. And if you don't score high enough, they ship you to the nearest factory for a nice apprentice education. I remember in high school, I was given a test, and they told me that I should, since I excelled in mathematics, that I should consider studying something like engineering. Now, model programs have already been set up in big cities. And, you know, when they gave me the test, it was decades ago. So this has been around for a long time also. People just send their kids off to public school. It's the government babysitter. They think it's free, but it's not. Take a look at your property tax bill. Two-thirds of it goes to fund this communist school system. That's where your money's going. And if you say, oh, I'm a renter, I don't pay property tax. Oh, yes, you do. A good portion of your rent every month goes to covering the cost of your landlord's property tax for the apartment, house, whatever it is that you're renting from the landlord. He's paying it, but you're actually paying it because the landlord just doesn't take it out of his pocket because he's a model citizen. He has to make money, and you're funding it. Part of your rent is going towards this property tax, which is paying the school tax. So, we're going to continue with this. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It is produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.